Welcome to Getting Work to Work, a weekly podcast that explores the creative and curious world of work through monologues and conversations with artists, creative entrepreneurs, storytellers, and changemakers. I was feeling a little discouraged yesterday. Unsure of what my monologue would be about, I was ready to pull the plug on monologues through the end of the year. But inspiration struck as I watched my wife get an idea for her YouTube channel, film, edit, and then release a video by the end of the day. I saw her drive, passion, and care for her growing audience. I remember the early days of this podcast. It's not to say that I don't have those same feelings 5 years later, but producing content week after week can be exhausting. In the spirit of Thanksgiving, I'm going to share 5 people I'm thankful for and the impact they've had on this show and my life. Show notes and links to all the good stuff mentioned in this episode can be found at gwtw.co/568. As yesterday started and progressed through the day, I kind of had some ideas for this monologue, but I wasn't really sure of what I wanted it to be about. It just wasn't landing, and I just wasn't sure of what I wanted to talk about, what could possibly be helpful to others, and I just kind of felt like I was ready to pull the plug on monologues through the end of the year. But then as I was getting ready for bed, I was just playing back the day in my head, and my wife has started a YouTube channel, and so she's got that beginner's inspiration, that excitement of doing something new. And as I watch her come up with an idea and realize that she wanted to get it out by the end of the day. And so, you know, she made sure that we had time to, you know, use the computer to edit her video. She filmed, she did all of the things. She edited it, exported it, uploaded it, and got it out to her audience by the end of the day. And it was so inspirational to see that drive. And I was so thankful for that moment because it reminded me of what this is all about. It's not just about me. It's not just about her, but it's about the people that it's for. And that was a great reminder. And so I thought in this episode, I would share 5 people that I'm thankful for and the impact that they've had on my life and on this show. The first person is my wife, Christina, and her YouTube channel is Christina Land. And what's awesome about it is she has wanted to do a YouTube channel for some time now, and she finally got the courage to start her channel and find toys that she wanted to talk about. And this is something that is important for everyone to hear. No matter what your interests are or what your passions are, there is an audience for it. There is a huge community of toy lovers and reviewers. And as she starts to put out her videos, people are watching them and she's getting excited as she sees the numbers go up. And so finding those people who are doing the things that you want to do and encouraging yourself to do them is so powerful. So I'm thankful for my wife producing this channel because it's actually inspiring me to keep pursuing this show and other ideas that I have for myself as well. The second person that I would love to talk about today is the unsung hero of Getting Work to Work. I haven't talked enough about this person. His name is Bruce Elgort, and I've known him for, I think, about 11 years now. And what's amazing about Bruce is he has been the champion of this show from day one. He loaned me his microphone, and I'm still using it to this day. In the early days, he would listen to every episode and he would give me feedback. Like he would joke with me and be like, "I can hear you reading, Chris." Well, Bruce, I'm not reading right now. I'm riffing and I'm rambling, and it's all thanks to you and your encouragement. But not only that, he's an entrepreneur, he's an educator, and he's constantly learning new things and sharing them not only with me, but with people on a really awesome growing YouTube channel. And so all the links to their websites and YouTube channels will be in the show notes, gwtw.co/568. The third person that I would love to talk about today is my dear friend, Diane Gibbs. Her podcast YouTube channel is called The Design Recharge Show, or just Design Recharge for short. And she is a constant champion of people. She wants to learn. She wants to help other people get unstuck. There are so many things that Diane does. She's a designer. She's an educator. But really, she just loves people. She wants people to feel safe. She wants people to feel empowered. And I'm incredibly thankful for the impact that she's had on my life. The fourth person is a client, but she's someone that has grown into a powerful podcaster. She's grown her voice tremendously and has really been someone that I'm just incessantly proud of. I'm so proud of the work that she's done. Her name's Elizabeth Holmes, and her podcast is called The Radiant Badass with Elizabeth Holmes. She's found a way to like bring her deep insights into life mixed with irreverent humor, but also just able to tap into a sense of humor that is just so needed in my life and in, I think, the world and at large, because, you know, she gets me to think about things in a way that is so powerful. And I appreciate the way that she shows up in the world and just the way that she wants to empower women to be badasses. Hell yeah. Listen to her show. She's got a variety of episodes on different topics, and she's growing her voice in tremendous and powerful ways. Fifth and finally, I am so thankful for Goff of Beer Nuts Productions. He's a recurring character on this show, and he's got a new film out today. It's a mockumentary on weddings. I haven't watched it yet. We haven't talked about it yet, but he has an approach to his art, to his business, that just continually inspires me. He sells his videos for $5 a pop, and you know what? He uses the profits of those sales to make the next video. He doesn't let things get in his way on getting his art out there and made. And I just really appreciate that. And I'm thankful for just the time that we spend together to learn. And you know what? He just challenges me in unexpected ways to really make the things that I want to make happen. These are the people that came to mind right now when I was thinking about who I'm really thankful for today. And guess what? You might notice that this is part one, because there are so many people not included on this list. Fear not, I'm going to keep this train going for the next few weeks, because there are so many people that I'm thankful for. And if I did them all in one episode, it would be hours and hours long. So I'm going to spread this out throughout the rest of the year. And so you might be on the list next. If you're looking to join a community of creators, dreamers, storytellers, and do-gooders who are inspiring one another to bring their projects to life, and you know, there's a lot of people in this community that I'm thankful for, you can head to curiosity.builders or find the link in the show notes page at gwtw.co/568, and you can sign up for Curiosity Builders. It is a safe place to connect, learn, grow, and share, and you know, my vision for it is growing. Until next time, may creativity and curiosity fuel your life.